Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What a night for Breeze. Was he 40 years old? And I mean, the night he broke the record, he went 29 for 30. 29 for 30, 307 yards.
Did the Colts
four
even show
touchdowns
up?
Or not? Is that the Colts? Did you pick them to make the playoffs? I'm just asking. Yeah.
No, right. I don't think I picked them. I don't remember.
You did. Trust me. But anyway,
they smashed
the Colts 34-7. And Breeze, in addition to being the career leader now in touchdown passers, remember, he's also the career leader, again breaking Peyton Manning's record, for yards thrown for 76,577. And the question that got Rob and I thinking, because, obviously he's a Hall of Famer. That's not even worth a discussion.
That's not even in the debate.
But, and he's an all-time great, but he's not viewed, we don't believe, neither one of us believes, he's viewed in the same category, of the same ilk as Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, John Elway, a few more guys. Dan Marino, even Aaron Rodgers. Even Aaron Rodgers, they both have one Super Bowl. And Marino has none.
And I bet you most people would look at Marino ahead of him.
Yes. And so why? What's your thoughts on that, Rob? Like, why do you think Breeze doesn't get that type of love?
I think it's a combination. He's had some bad years. Or team has had some bad years, right? And they just
the
go through a stretch.
Has.
The team. He's put
Not
up numbers.
Him,
he played
really,
a long
individually.
Time. So he went 3 years, right? Didn't they go before last year 3 years in a row, 7-9, and didn't make the playoffs?
Yes, that was.
And Breeze wasn't hurt. He played.
Well, look, three straight years they went 7-9. 1 year in there was 7-8. He only played 15 games, and then in a 4-5 year stretch, they went 7-9 four of the 5 years.
That's what I mean, right? So people look at that and say, yeah, he has the numbers. Yeah, he's played a long time. But I don't know if they would if you were starting a team that just because he has the touchdown record and what else, the yards, that would be enough. If you were choosing up teams, I'm talking about NFL
executives.
Because
you want to win.
You would look and go, I might take Dan Marino before him.
Right. Yeah, I think there's two reasons. I think that's the strongest. That when we think of the all-time, the ultra-elite quarterbacks, the thing we think about, Rob, is that they're going to win. You might not win Super Bowls or even a Super Bowl in the case of Dan Marino.
Yep.
But you will always be in the hunt. Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl just like Drew Brees. But guess what? Aaron Rodgers' teams are always in the hunt.
Right.
I mean, you know, I know he's missed the playoffs a couple years lately, but they're always in the hunt.
And the reason that they have a chance might not be because of their defense or running back that they don't have, but it's about Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It has always been that.
Right. And I think that's what it is. Look, we see it in the NBA. James Harden, if he continues this pace, will be the only player other than Wilt Chamberlain to average as many points a game as he is, 38, 39 points a game this year. But we don't think of him right now in the same breath as Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant,
nope,
any of those guys, because they won. At some point, it's great to do your thing individually. And you do get love. You get Hall of Fame plaques. You know, you're viewed as an all-time great. But to be ultra elite, you've got to win more. And again, he does have a Super Bowl, Rob.
No, he won.
But I think the fact that they've had several losing seasons under his watch, 19 years.
You just said four
he's been
out
in the
of
playoffs,
five, though.
And 19 years, he's been in the playoffs 9 times. So more than half of your career, you're not making the playoffs.
With that,
I think that's what it is.
With that being said, there's a quarterback out there that's played a long time, or maybe he hasn't been in the playoffs as many times, but Maybe he'd been to more. He's won more Super Bowls than Drew Brees.
Who are you talking about?
My guy,
Aaron Rodgers. Oh my God! Oh, wait!
Here we go.
Wait. I know you are not about to sit here on national radio with millions of people listening.
We got millions?
Millions. Or a few hundred.
All right.
somewhere between those numbers. You're not going to sit here. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, Rob. I know you got some crazy takes, but you are not about to tell me that you would rather have Eli Manning's career over Drew Brees's?
I absolutely would.
Stop it! No.
I'm telling you, from this standpoint, Rob.
Think about what you're saying. I'm going to give you a few. Calm down.
I'm all right.
Rob G, bring him some water. I'm going to let you think. You are saying.
I got a fountain Diet Coke today.
That you would rather have Eli Manning's career, which in the regular season has been the very definition
of mediocre.
I know you're going to say that. 117 and 117.
Right. He's right at the 500 mark. But the thing I'm looking at is, for all of Drew Brees' touchdowns and all of his yards, he still has just the one championship. And there were plenty of, Chris, you made the point that he wasn't automatically a difference changer from the standpoint that he was going to get you to the playoffs if you didn't have a good defense or you didn't have a good running back. And what, 10 times out of, what do you got, 19 seasons?
19, yeah.
He didn't make the playoffs. That's more than half. He did not make the playoffs.
Eli's not even. I'm gonna look up what Eli is. But I can't believe you got what?
No, Eli. No, I was gonna say what Eli make it about seven times out of his career. I'd say he made the playoffs seven times. That would be my guess. But my point is, when it really mattered, those two championships, man, you cannot take those away. That's what you play for. You play to win the championship. And Eli didn't – he wasn't a game manager. He wasn't a guy who just rode the coattails of some unbelievable defense and he didn't have to do anything but not turn the ball over. Chris, he took down the 18-0 Patriots who destroyed everybody in their way, right? Arguably the greatest team ever had they won that Super Bowl and blown out the Giants. Eli won that game. Then he won another game against Tom Brady and the Patriots. And in both games, Eli was the MVP and in both games had signature throws that when they talk about the greatest throws in the history of the Super Bowl,
Eli Manning will be included.
But if he,
now, he did elude the defender, I give you that.
He did, because he should have been sacked.
But that was more about the catch off the helmet than it was
and
about
the Manningham throw.
The Manningham throw was legit. But here, look, Rob, and Eli, for what it's worth, has made the playoffs 6 out of 16
Was it
seasons.
Six? Okay,
six I said out of
so.
16. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how you cut it. I don't care how you package it. There is no way that you can convince me that you would rather have, or that it's bet Eli Manning had a better career than Drew Brees. Drew Brees is number one in touchdowns, number one in yards, and has a Super Bowl. I would take Dan Marino's career over Eli personally, but
you would take a guy who never won?
Yes, just like I would take Charles Barkley's career over who else?
No, Kevin Love. Okay, I get that.
I'm not going to say just a straight-up role player. I would take Barkley's career over Kevin Love.
But when you talk about Eli and what he was able, it wasn't like, and you said a mediocre 500, it wasn't like he's 40 games under 500 and got lucky in two games. Those playoff runs by the Giants were Eli-fueled. So people can talk about all they want. Oh, they had a great defense and Michael Strahan. And
well,
all.
They did. I don't know if I'd say – you're right. He was never a game manager.
He was never a part of the reason that they won, and that's why he won the two MVPs.
But to say Eli-fueled, that's a little strong.
Well, because both of them –
like, he was the driving force.
They were both comeback victories where they needed – even after he made the David Tyree – all right, if you want to give him credit – for that catch, saying that it was his catch, They didn't score a touchdown on that play. They still had to score a touchdown.
That play, right.
No, but to win the game.
Didn't that save the drive?
Right, but I'm just saying, Chris, that didn't guarantee you were going to throw a touchdown to Plaxico Burress to win the game.
What? Just because he has two Super Bowls to Drew Brees' one.
Hail to Eli.
That's it.
Hail to Eli.
Everything else, Drew Brees was much better. And there are some who would say Drew Brees is ultra elite. We're going to see what the cause, but I'm sure some people will say he is ultra elite.
You know what's great about Drew Brees? That if you see him at the field, that sometimes you feel like you want to pick him up. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the best part.
Oh, Eli's not the same way? Eli's not some Adonis?
I'm just talking about, that's his size.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Los Angeles Lakers look like they might be about to blow out the Indiana Pacers. Not an easy feat in Indiana. The Pacers are actually having a pretty good year.
And they still don't have Oladipo, right?
They're going to be a factor when they get Oladipo back.
They're incredible.
Lakers up 24-16 in the first quarter. Here's the thing. Guess who's playing? LeBron James. Because LeBron does not believe in load management. He told us as much last game. Here's what he said.
Why wouldn't I play if I'm healthy? It doesn't make any sense to me, personally. I mean, I don't know how many games I got left in my career. I don't know how many kids that may show up to a game that they're to come see me play. And if I sit out, then what? That's my obligation. My obligation is to play for my teammates. And if I'm healthy, then I'm going to play. If coach sits me out, then I'm not healthy. And it's just that simple.
I love it.
He's such a phony. What? LeBron is a straight up phony.
How's that phony?
Because a couple years ago when he was taking all those games off, when he came
to
L.A.
Last year?
Before his last year in Cleveland.
You mean when he was hurt last year?
No, I'm talking about last year in Cleveland when he took the games off. He came to L.A. Fans, he played in the Clippers game and he sat out. I mean, he played in the Lakers game on Friday and set out the Clippers game on Sunday. And all those kids had LeBron jerseys. They cried their eyes out. They were so bummed out. And he was not hurt. If you remember, the league came down. LeBron played all the games the next year because the league came down on the guys for taking the load management. LeBron did load management last year, Rob G., didn't he? That's where we got the term from.
Stop it.
It was from LeBron James,
Stop.
And now he's trying to rub it in Kawhi Leonard's face. Oh, if I'm healthy,
know that he's
I'm
rubbing
gonna
it
play.
In the Kawhi Leonard's
rub,
face.
Rub. If I'm healthy, I'm gonna play. A little kid
I
came and
believe.
Bought tickets.
All right, stop. Are you talking
what?
About phony?
That's phony, LeBron.
You hate load management, and you're
don't.
Always the one railing about. What about the 10-year-olds? What about the 9-year-olds? They get to go to one game a year, and Kawhi doesn't play. And you're going to jump on LeBron James? What are you talking about load management? Last year, 2 years ago, 82 games.
That's the year he played 82 because that was the first time in his career he played 82.
The year before that, 74.
That's
76. 60. You're not load managing when you play 76 games, 74 games.
Yes, he was taking
Sitting
the games
out
on
here
his,
and there. He said, is not load management.
He said that if I'm healthy, I'm playing. He missed. He set those games out. I remember the one in L.A. People were so upset. And there was another one in Memphis where he didn't even make the trip. And it was near Christmas, Chris. And people got tickets. The kids got tickets for Christmas. And LeBron was not. N-O-T hurt and didn't even make the trip. And I'm just telling you, so don't act like you never did load management and you never disappointed anybody. That's my only claim.
Or two games here or there.
Michael Jordan played all the games.
So what? He wasn't Michael Jordan in terms of durability. Malone.
About but not I'm, disappointing
look,
people.
Missing a few games here or there is not load management. We are now talking about missing 20-some-odd, and I like Kawhi, so I'm not just making it about Kawhi, but I don't like the load management. LeBron is right on the money.
I don't like load management either.
Well, then why are you ripping LeBron James when he says, if I'm healthy, I'm playing?
Because
like you say, if I'm right and I'm ripping, he says, if I'm healthy, I'm balling.
Because he took weeks off. Don't you remember a couple years ago he went to Miami?
He wasn't healthy.
They took 2 weeks off and recharged or whatever he did.
year, his first
you
year
remember
in Cleveland.
That?
His first year in Cleveland.
He took 2 weeks
he
off.
He was homesick. He missed. He had spent 4 years at the beach in Miami.
No, he wasn't
he needed to get himself together mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Him and Dwayne Wade at the Clevelander or whatever that place is called in Miami. That's where he was.
No, hold on. You watched the beginning of that season. We all looked at that and said, this is not the normal LeBron James. And he was wrong.
It was like he was missing something.
He wasn't healthy. He had 2 weeks off to get himself together, and he came back balling and has been balling ever since. What's so difficult about this?
I'm just saying the way he's trying to.
I can't believe you today. First, you would take Eli Manning over Drew Brees. Now you're ripping LeBron for ripping load management.
Yeah, because he did load management. He's not doing it this year.
He sat out a game or two,
and all of a sudden he's going to point fingers because you know why? Kawhi Leonard came to L.A., took away a little of his shine. He playing all hard in November and December. He's afraid that Kawhi is going to spoil the broth at the end of the NBA season when the Clippers win the championship and knock them out. So this is his little dig on Kawhi. Dig all you want. It ain't going to help you come postseason time. So you go ahead.
Why are you going to sit here and rip LeBron James for respecting the game?
No, but
he's respecting the game. He's actually playing a career low in minutes. That's how you load manage.
But he also
low managed by dropping your minutes from 38, 36 to 33 or 34. That's how you load manage, not just by sitting out complete games.
LeBron did that, is my point. Don't act like he never did it.
He did it every blue moon.
The commissioner had a sit down with him the year he played 82. That was a byproduct because ABC and ESPN were so mad that him. And
it was more so Golden State.
Golden State, they missed those Saturday night games, right, on ABC. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
All right, and that's what I'm saying. And they weren't hurt. So my point
is, don't act
like LeBron. Don't act like you never took off when you were healthy, because that's not true.
In an 82-game season.
That's all I'm saying.
In an 82-game season, LeBron has played. Last year he was hurt, obviously played 55. He also had a 69-game season once. Other than that, he's always played at least 74 games. At least. Kawhi's longest season ever is 74 games.
No, but Mark.
And that's only twice he's played. Twice, I believe, he's played in the 70s.
I get it, but my only point, though, Chris, is don't talk about if it doesn't make sense to me. That's what he said. If I'm healthy, I'm playing. That's what he said. He didn't say that. You know what? I was a part of this low management.
Wasn't.
And you know what?
He wasn't.
I see I was wrong about it, and I won't do that because I'm cheating the fan.
Because he sat out a game
that conversation.
Here and there,
yeah.
A game stopped.
Yes.
He has never been
you
a part of
load
management.
You know I'm right about this.
He's had to get himself
LeBron
together.
Is an author of load management. He's the one who termed it.
Unbelievable.
We didn't even know when he took off. He goes, it came out.
The boat is in full effect, y'all.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
One of the quarterbacks, we mentioned that there's guys who haven't won as many Super Bowls who are ranked ahead or at least viewed as being better than Drew Brees. One of them is Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, having a great season as far as the wins. The Packers are 11-3. They're going to make the playoffs. And, you know, they got a shot. I mean, most people don't have them coming out of the NFC. You do. But, Rob, I got to ask you this. And we've brought it up periodically before. Aaron Rodgers is not, and remember last year, we actually had one of our drops is Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season last year. And Rob, Aaron Rodgers has not been the driving force on this team. He has not been the Aaron Rodgers that we all have come to know and love, the one that many people say is the greatest passer of the football they've ever seen. Let me give you a few numbers since you like numbers so much. Aaron Rodgers has not thrown for as many as 250 yards in the last six games. The last six games. Three of those six games, he's been under 200 yards. And in three of those six games, he has had, well, let's see, four of the six, he's had one touchdown. One of the six, he had zero touchdowns. And then against the hapless Giants, he had four. I'm not trying to diss Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying this is not the guy that we all have come to know and love, as I said.
Yeah, but Monty,
are you concerned?
I'm not concerned at all. It's a new offense that they're trying to incorporate. Everybody ripped on Aaron Rodgers all year. If you told me that
ripped on him all year,
all offseason, they ripped on him about he was uncoachable, he improvised too much, he's trying to follow the script and go with this new coach. They got to run.
Is the script calling for 190 yards a game, which is what he's at? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He's throwing it a lot.
No, he ain't, though. He's not throwing nearly.
He's throwing 30-something times a game.
He's never had a running back who's had how many touchdowns does Aaron Jones have? They've never had that. That's where his touchdowns are.
Rob,
that's where his touchdowns are.
He's not throwing the football.
He's not throwing it at the clip. No, he's not.
He was 16 for 33 last week.
That's the 33 he's not. He used to throw it 45.
Still, you should be able to get more than 203 yards and you throw it 33 times.
But he has a running back now he could dump off to. Aaron Jones has 17 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? Where do you think that total came from? Those are the touchdowns that used to be Aaron Rodgers because he had to throw the ball in the end zone. This guy can get into the end zone. That's where the numbers are, Chris. It's elementary.
What about the yards?
If you didn't have that.
What about the yards?
No, if you didn't have that. That running back guy, it would be totally different, and then I would look
into it. They're throwing it enough.
No, they're not.
They are not
the same Aaron Rodgers and the way that they used to run the offense. And he was criticized.
I'll give you that.
He
but
was
the
criticized
yards per attempt,
about
all that's down.
About trying to what you call it to try to listen to the new coach and work it in and follow the script and not be the improviser and all that. And then all they're doing is winning games. And his numbers could be better. There's no doubt about it. What does he got, 26-2?
24 touchdowns.
And two picks. I mean, they could be better. He should have 10 more touchdowns. I'll give you that.
He's only completing 63% of his passes.
I bet you if you check and see, he's never, ever, ever had a guy with 17 touchdowns.
I'll give you that.
I mean, that's an incredible number.
And he's not throwing it quite as much as he has in the past, but they're still throwing it enough for him to put up more yardage and touchdowns. But I'm wondering this. Are you concerned?
No, I saw him put up five touchdowns. He passed for five, ran for one.
Against,
nobody had done that in a doesn't
the
matter.
Dismal Oakland Raiders.
It just kills me. It doesn't kill me.
Every time you do the power rankings, it matters who you beat, right?
And they beat
so
some
don't
teams
get up
you want to go
and
in
give
there.
Them props
All I
for
wanna...
beating Rob's. Sorry, Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders were one game out of the playoffs before LeBron got hurt. Don't you remember that? The Raiders were one game out of the playoffs before LeBron got hurt.
Rob was all excited.
That's what you used to use. That was your excuse.
The Raiders.
Now you're not. Now you're not
for the Raiders.
You know what I'm talking about. You always use that excuse.
Do you? Is Aaron? So okay. So you're not worried about Aaron?
Not at all.
He's not.
They won 11 games.
Okay.
And if they let Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers. Let me tell you something. You better watch out.
Are they holding him back?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know, Chris, but I'll tell you this. If they've given an opportunity and they've had to win some ugly and tight games, but they've won them and they have had a tough schedule, they've beaten some good teams. They beat the Bears in their own division. Remember, Bears made the playoffs a year ago. They've won some good games if you look at their schedule. So I like where the Packers are. Everybody could talk about all the other teams. They do have a running back, and they have a defense, Chris, that can make plays. I'm not saying they're the greatest defense; they're going to shut you out, but they can get the ball back in tough situations. I've seen them get the football back and win games.
All right, you're a believer. Of course, you're biased because you picked them. I guess you still got
you
the
picked
Chargers.
Them for the playoffs.
You
too.
Still got the Chargers.
You still talking about
still
the, Chargers.
The Chargers?
You kill me with
you
that.
Got, keep
you
hope
picked
alive.
The Cleveland Browns.
All right, Jesse, keep
that
hope
was
alive.
That was you using your hometown.
At the Cleveland Browns, they gonna make it to the Super Bowl.
I
look
never
at the Cleveland Browns. The
I
land. The land. LeBron
all I'm
and the land.
Is watch out for the land.
They were the Lamb. L A M B. Forget about the land.